welcome to the Marketing Showcase. Today we're at Old Trafford in Manchester. I'm James. I've got a new guest with me. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi. I'm Amit Agarwal. I'm one of the directors at Furnishings UK. We've been trading for past 14 years now. And recently, we branched out into more B2B.
So B2B is that kind of office fit-outs, things like that?
Yeah, so we have started working with a lot of developers and contractors. So we, like you say, we are into flooring industry. So we used to supply to a lot of retail customers, but unfortunately, it's only one-time sale because you only buy flooring once or maximum twice in your entire life. So where we see that we have spent so much of money in acquiring a customer, and unfortunately, we just end up in like one sale. There's no cross-selling opportunity either. So that is where we thought like, oh, you know, let's branch out to B2B customers where we, if you are spending time and energy in getting that customer on board, at least we get like regular sales out of it.
From a marketing point of view, how has that changed things then? Because I would imagine the way in which you pitch something to a consumer is different to how you pitch it to a business.
Yeah, so when it comes to consumer, obviously they're buying flooring for their own space, you know. So they need to fall in love with the product because, you know, if they don't fall in love with the product, obviously they will start regretting the rest of your life because it's an expensive job and they can't just keep changing. So what we try to do, we try to make them more aware about what they are buying because now, you know, every product has so many variations and so many different varieties. And a lot of time people are confused, what should they go for? So we try to make them aware about different type of floorings and, you know, which flooring meets their suitability in terms of if they have pets, if they have kids, if they, you know, they want like a very posh looking, they want more like a durability and things like that. And once they are aware and they make an informed decision, it makes process so easy that they just, you know, they just rely on you. And that is what you need to do. You need to build that trust in your customers that, you know, that what you are telling them, they believe in you.
How do you do that then? So obviously there's quite a lot of knowledge there to share, I guess, in terms of helping them find out what they need to find out and make those decisions. So how do you provide them with that?
So when I talk about the end consumers, there are two type of, you know, I classify them into two different segments. One is like, you know, they've already done their research and they're just looking for a deal to make a purchase. And the other side of customers are like where they are in a beginning of their, you know, buying journey. And so we can easily identify based on like their behavior on our website. So when we see somebody is at the beginning of their, you know, top of the funnel, we tend to send them more inspirational emails where they can see like, oh, you know, and then educate them like, oh, different type of floorings. You have LVT, SPC, wood flooring, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, and then with now we have AR where they can actually use AR to see how the flooring looks into their space. So, and then, you know, sometimes in our email, we do, you know, send like, oh, you know, send pictures with pets on it, you know, and sometimes with kids on it. So they can relate, oh, if they have a pet, they relate, oh, this is the right flooring for me because, you know, there's a pet sitting on the flooring. So, you know, so that's how we educate because people don't like reading. They see and they make the decision based on the visuals. They hate reading, unfortunately. So you don't have to blast it with too much of information to them.
I think anything you buy for your home, it's an emotional purchase ultimately, isn't it? Because
exactly.
You want your house to be lovely. And I guess, you know, if you're fitting out a new office, same thing applies. You know, you want it to be really nice. But it is actually a practical decision because you've got to take all the kind of the practicalities into account in finding the right flooring in this case, but it's still something that comes from a place of emotion, isn't it? Such is the world we live in now, by the way. When you said AR, I assumed you were saying AI and I just misheard you because that seems to be the world that we live in now that everyone is talking about AI. Where does that fit in for you then? Where are you using AI?
So AI is, to be honest, if you use AI in the right way, it's an amazing tool, right? So what we tried to do, we started putting tracking pixel in every event. So what we did is like, you know, we identified the journey of different type of users. We analyzed like, you know, what their behavior is on our website. And we started using the tracking pixel. And those tracking pixels, because you get like, you know, imagine if you're getting 5,000 visitors every day. So imagine the level of data you get.
Yeah, that's
so
huge.
It's not possible to do, you know, to execute that data manually. So we have built like, you know, our own internal system using Claude AI, where we put those data into it and it identifies. And then we have created some algorithms. So based on those algorithms, it class segments the customers, you know, and that is how we use AI to. And once the customers are segmented, you know what to send, you know, what to showcase them.
Segmentation is an interesting discussion point, because I think there are marketers who are a little bit scared of it and maybe don't fully understand it. So have you got any kind of tips, any advice that you would share for anyone who's kind of getting their head around the idea of, segmenting their potential customer base?
Yeah. So, I mean, it is very, very different for different type of products, right? And also you need to identify the frequency of buying your product. Like a lot of people, they do this mistake. For example, if we are in flooring industry and if you are selling to an end consumer, you know they will only buy once or maybe, you know, twice in a few years' time. So imagine if they have already made a purchase and you started blasting them with like, you know, promotional emails, they'll get a little upset that, oh, you know, they must have paid more money and now they're getting the similar product for cheaper price. So what we try to do, we try to snooze them for another 6 months, 8 months, because if even within that period, we just tend to send a friendly email saying that, oh, you know, here's a clear instruction for your flooring and thank you for your business and maybe some, you know, seasonal greeting messages, etc. And then when it comes to like a peak season for that kind of product, like we deal in rugs as well, and we see like, you know, before Christmas, people normally go with like, you know, full decoration, or even for outdoor space, spring clean, they do it during the spring. So during the seasonal time, when we see that it's the right time for these products, then we do a soft email. And that's how we treat our, you know, retail customers. When it comes to a B2B customers, right, for them, because they are working for the clients, so for them, reliability, the service, you know, the product variety is very, very important. And the brands you deal with. So with those kind of customers, we tend to showcase that, oh, we work with all the top brands, you know, in the flooring industry. We, in terms of our service reliability, deliveries, we are spot on. When you go for a large project, you know, we tend to get like, you know, things ready in our warehouse before, you know, you actually want them. So that they know, because for them, time is key, time is money. And they don't want to be waiting for like, you know, products to be delivered, etc. So that is how we segment and we give them the message to build that level of trust on us. Because if there's no trust, then they will not come to you. They'll only come when they are in extreme emergency. Otherwise, they won't treat you as a partner. And it is very important for them to treat you as a partner.
Final question, and I've been meaning to ask this to everyone that I've been chatting to today, and I've forgotten until now. So you're the first person that I'm going to ask this very important question. What is your prediction for the England match tonight?
Obviously, we all hope for, you know, the best results. So I think we'll win.
Are you going to give us a scoreline? Because obviously this will be recorded and immortalized in podcast form forever, so people will know whether you get it right or wrong.
I would say 2-1.
We'll take that. We'll take that. Brilliant. Thank you very much. If anyone wants to follow up with you afterwards, either personally or find out more about the business, what's the best way for them to do that?
I mean, they can reach me out on LinkedIn. They can search for my name, Amit Agarwal. They can reach me out on, LinkedIn. And I'm more than happy to connect with them and help them and, you know, take them through.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to chat.
Same here. Thank you very much, James.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.